92.1 KRLS, Pella 62, Eagles 58. It's our coverage of Dutch basketball continuing here on KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with head coach Derek Schulte as they split the week up, falling to Oski Tuesday, defeating the Eagles in a close one here on Friday, and a bounce back for your team, although felt like, coach, things started out much like they did on Tuesday, falling behind 7-0, but unlike Tuesday, able to overcome that and eventually build to a 7-point lead in that third quarter. Your thoughts about what we expected, a much closer game the second go-around, and being able to hang on there in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it was a great battle tonight. I thought two good basketball teams that competed really hard, played relatively clean game, and both groups were locked in. We didn't love the start, obviously. Give them credit. They came out and got a quick 7-0 run, but I did like the way we responded. In that first half, it wasn't like a quick response. I thought it was sort of chip away at it, and all of a sudden we're a one-point game at half. But, I thought the third quarter was huge for us. We were able to get a little run, get a little separation. Our execution picked up offensively. We strung together enough stops when Gilbert scoring like that inside, and all of a sudden they're mixing in some threes, and we were struggling to string together multiple stops, which sort of prevented us from having those big runs. But I thought in the third quarter we had enough of one that was the difference.
And it was a lot in that third quarter, I thought, Derek, of shifting inside, right? And in the first half, you weren't able to find a whole lot in the paint. Eagles are able to kind of keep you out of what you would want to do. Jack McGuire scoring 15 of his 17 was a big part of it. And it just felt like the Eagles didn't have a lot of consistent answers. And every time they got a bucket, you were able to go down and get a layup, it felt like, late third quarter, early fourth.
Yeah, I think in the first half, we had something like 6 or 7 for 20 from 2, which is uncharacteristic for us. But their length at the rim, a couple in and out, a couple tough shots that we took. I thought we got great looks, strong looks, playing off 2 feet right at the rim in that second half. And that's what we've really been known for. I think you look at our team this year, we got lots of guys that can shoot the three. But what has made this group a little different is our consistency to score in the paint as a primary piece and the three-point line being a secondary one.
Well, and you knew that Gilbert Flagel, he's done this a lot for PC this year, was going to take things over. And it just got you on the back heel, and that's what kept them in the game, right? And it's just another one of those where defensively you did a lot of things well, but unfortunately the one thing that keeps this game really close is the fact that he was able to take over that second half.
Yeah, he did a great job of creating space, creating contact, and he loves to spin off that and get angles and finish around the rim, get to the free throw line. But I also thought when we did draw help, all of a sudden they cut off that. And so they took advantage of some back cuts and 45 cuts. Obviously some areas that we need to clean up, but that's what a good player does, is he makes everyone around it better.
Here at Derek Schulte, head coach of the Pella boys basketball team, following a 62-58 win over PC to end the week, a 1-1 week here for the Dutch, and late game execution probably somewhere in between where you wanted it to be. Last time I saw you in person with that, wasn't so great at Norwalk. A step better, able to make some free throws, but some turnovers there at the end. Still some situational stuff I'm sure you want to clean up.
Yeah, I thought it was excellent when we came out of the timeout and were able to execute and get a shot at the rim to create some separation. Obviously, we only had 2 turnovers in the second half. I think both were in the fourth quarter, and so we did a really good job valuing the basketball until that late stretch. And so just small pieces there. But fortunately, we were able to sort of keep that at a 2-possession game most of the time. And that's what you want to do when you're playing with the lead.
And I have no doubt that Tuesday was just pure frustration from the get-go. This could have gone a different way, right? And probably just important mood-wise and energy-wise to bounce back here and get a win. And even just to play well, knowing that Tuesday was just one of those nights you'd rather forget if you could.
Yeah, and we've got seniors that have been through this before. And we know in a 21-22 game regular season, it's not going to be perfect all the time. And we didn't love, obviously, how we played on Tuesday. But from a next play mindset, our quote of the week this week was from Coach K, talking about learn from it, move on, and most importantly, win the next moment. And so unfortunately, it was a fitting one for this week, because it was about moving on, learning from it, and trying to find a way to win here in a tough place to play, and we were able to get that done.
And I know you're not super focused on it, but obviously Tuesday probably dings you a little bit in the rankings. It was maybe just from an overall postseason standpoint, good to make sure you could get this win to ensure that whatever drop you may have won't harm you significantly, knowing that you only have a few chances yet to either improve or lose some momentum on your resume.
Yeah. You know, hopefully beating a number 9 ranked team in 2A can be a good resume piece. But you're right. Like, you know, it's easy to look at, and as fans, it's fun too, and especially with the top 8 getting their own spot. But we're also at a point where I think we got to be ready for, hey, wherever we're sent, whoever's in our sub-state, that's the job, right? And so our focus right now is trying to be the best basketball team we can be for the end of the season, and we feel like in this next week and a half, there's still some areas that we can grow in.
Well, and definitely some preparation coming because two tough teams right around the bend. Indianola had a tough one with DCG, lost in a narrow one here on Friday, and that's where you got on the road to Indianola. Last couple times you've been in that gym, it ends up like a buzzer beater, double overtime, something. But again, this is this tough part of the schedule coming back right before the postseason. Partially a blessing, but also some difficult things you're going to have to work through, especially on the road at Indianola.
Yeah, two 4A teams next week at Indianola, a team that I think is very talented. Their top two guys are excellent, and they got great pieces around them that play their roles well. We know the battle that'll be. And then DCG, a team that's been at the top of our league for multiple years and brings size, length, along with shooting. Should be another fun week in the Little Hawkeye Conference.
And I'll get to see you all next week back here on the airwaves. Derek Schulte, head coach of the Pella Boys basketball team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. A 1-1 week defeating PC here on Friday. Coach, appreciate your time, and we'll see you in Indianola Tuesday.
Thank you.